I live intentionally every day to have my marriage restored and pray for my husband's salvation.
Every 3 to 4 months, I write a newsletter to all the people on my street. I offer to pray for them if they have any prayer requests, and I encourage them to seek the Lord.
In my marriage, intentionally, what I'm really working hard at is really pay attention to the little things. My wife really appreciates because it makes her feel loved.
I have 2 teenagers. They are both boys. I'm a single mother. They do know Christ, but now I'm wanting to be intentional with this in my life and theirs.
Welcome to Intentional Living Center. Live today, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. Maybe you're seeking to overcome worry or anxiety or fear in a relationship, a high-stake relationship. You're looking for peace. And that's really what we're looking for, that kind of the peace from God in terms of our marriage or with our kids or with a sibling. And if you have what we call a high-stake relationship, a relationship with a person, and maybe it's your spouse, maybe it's your children, maybe it's someone at work, and that high-stake relationship is valuable to you, and boy, you're seeking to have that kind of peace that only comes from Christ in that relationship, you're welcome to call. We're going to help you. This is intentional living. You find peace through intentional living in Christ. We're going to help you through the process to discover one thing that you can do for the next 30 days to take on as a challenge, and one thing that you can get rid of for the next 30 days that'll help declutter your life. Maybe you have found peace. Maybe you have something you want to share today. Come on and enjoy and join us on the program. The phone line is open, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. And I want to send out to everybody today that calls and gets through to me, I'd love to talk to you, the teaching that I did on how to intentionally overcome worry and anxiety. And maybe that's what you're struggling with when it comes to a relationship. You're worried about your kids. You're worried about your marriage. You're anxious about what's going to come next in your marriage. So we'll hook you up after the program. We'll call you back and connect you with how to intentionally overcome worry and anxiety, MP3. It's our gift to you. So give me a call. The phone line is open, 888-888-1717. One thing that you're working on to find more peace in one of those high-stake relationships, maybe with your kids, maybe with your spouse, or maybe you want some help. 888-888-1717. Comments and questions are welcome. Heather is in Michigan. Heather, thanks for your call. What's your one thing today?
I'm praying for God's will instead of my own.
Are you feeling like you're kind of going the wrong path?
Yeah, my husband informed me at the end of April of this year that he was no longer in love with me and didn't want to be in a relationship anymore. And then he moved out a month later. And I have been praying for God to heal my marriage and that my husband would come back. And instead of just praying for his will, because when we told our children, we told them we were separated. And they asked if we were getting a divorce, and we told them at that time that we weren't talking that way. And then I asked them recently, you know, like, where we stand, you know, how, you know, he's feeling about things. And he told me he wanted a divorce, and I asked him if he was sure, and he said yes, and that he'd actually been on a date, which that ended, hit me really hard. And so I think I need to pray for God's will instead of keep trying to just pray for my own.
Well, I agree with you, and I think that's a powerful thing to do. But I would also add, do you have support for yourself?
Yes, I do.
How long have you been married, Heather?
We actually celebrated 9 years, 13 days before he told me that.
I'm so sorry, Heather. Listen, you know, I was talking about peace, and that's really what you're seeking. You really want to have peace in your heart and be able to give your marriage and to your husband to God and allow God to work in his life. It says in the book of Psalms 34, Heather, that we are to seek peace and pursue it. In other words, when we think about peace, we realize in our relationships, we don't control another person. Maybe you're struggling with an adult son or daughter. Maybe you're struggling like Heather in a marriage relationship. You can't change another person. You're not the Holy Spirit in another person. There's something that happens. It's almost mystical, it seems, when we pray and we really ask God to bring the Holy Spirit to bathe us with his peace. And when the scripture says, seek peace and pursue it, that's a very intentional decision. So I'd encourage you for the next 30 days to continue to seek that kind of peace in your own heart. Give your husband and your marriage to God. You got to put boundaries in place, Heather, as you know, and they got to be clear. We're not going to tolerate three people in a marriage. I'm not going to tolerate you having an affair with another person. That's not okay. But the fact that he's already determined he wants out, don't beg, don't grovel. Seek God, seek peace, and allow God to bring into your life the kind of counsel and support to help you go through this process. But please, for your sake, the sake of your kids, stay the course, be very routine-oriented, and don't do anything that you'll later regret yourself. All right, Heather, thank you for your call. Today, maybe you're seeking that ultimate kind of peace in your own life to be free from anxiety and worry and anger and other hijacked emotions that can overtake your life when it comes to these relationships. And what one thing can you do? Let me help you think that through. Or what one thing are you doing in your life to find more peace in a high-stake relationship? 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. By the way, we're also going to get the MP3 to you on the topic of how to intentionally overcome worry and anxiety. It's our gift to you if you call and get through, okay? Let's go to Troy in Michigan. Welcome to the program, Troy.
Hey, how's it going?
We're doing great. Thank you for your call. What's up?
Well, I'm a newlywed. I've only been married for it'll be a year in October.
Uh-huh.
And me and my wife, we're both come from like opposite backgrounds, but we've already contemplated divorce. And right now we're on okay terms. We're not mad at each other right now, but like typically we can't go a week or two without getting into a heated debate or argument to the point where we're both just really angry.
Now, Troy, you said you've been married not quite a year, but come from different backgrounds. Where's the rub?
Where's the rub?
Yeah. I mean, you guys were in love, you got married. What's the rub? What's causing the problem?
Well, it's kind of like we're headstrong thinkers, and we both have like our way of thinking, and we kind of argue about who's more right than the other and like who's more moral than the other. And it's when it boils down to it, some of these arguments could actually be really petty,
mm-hmm.
but it turns into astronomically severe because, you know, we kind of an ego. We're only in our 20s. I'm 24. She's 21. She was in foster care as a kid, and then she got adopted at 8, and I come from a two-parent home, but she's always been alone.
Uh-huh.
She's never really had anyone she could lean on, and I'm like the first guy that actually loved her for her. And, you know, but the thing is, like, example I can give you, I'm a business guy, and since we're newly married, I agreed to kind of like let go of my business until September, which is next month. And I had a guy contact me and ask me questions about business stuff. And I did meet with him, but she was upset with that because she said, well, I lack continuity. And that just turned into something serious from that.
All right. So you guys, do you love each other?
Yes.
You want to keep this marriage intact?
Yes.
Both of you?
Yes.
Okay. Listen, Troy, you guys are coming, like you said, different backgrounds, different things going on. Sounds like there's some insecurities. The bonding hasn't occurred in the marriage. Most divorces occur in the first 7 years of marriage for these kinds of what you call petty things. And then criticism starts, right? You start criticizing each other and you argue and so on. And that kind of puts a nail in the coffin of eventually marriage is failing. And so the fact that you want to catch this early, you want to get this solved, I congratulate you on it. You guys can do this. What you're going to have to do, though, Troy, is just get to the first step. Are you both believers?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
We are.
I'd really encourage you to take the lead, Troy, to get with your wife and say, honey, listen, we come from different backgrounds. We got different experiences. I'm not happy. Our marriage isn't happy. You're not happy. I'm not happy. But we can make this work with God's help. And the number one thing that Christian couples need to do to rebuild a marriage, to build a marriage, is to desire God's will above everything else. To say more than anything, the two of us, we want God's will in this marriage. We're not going to allow Satan to defeat this marriage. And we make an intentional decision right now to put him first and stop talking about divorce. Once you guys start talking about divorce, that's like a slippery slide right out of the marriage. That's the back door that allows you to get out. You hear me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I agree with you. The biggest challenge, if you don't mind, I just want to know, like, if it's something serious, like, how can I, like I'm the type of guy where if I'm doing something wrong, I would want someone to correct me. But she's kind of different. She's more sensitive, and I'm the type I would respect if someone corrected me if I was wrong, but how can I correct her without her getting defensive? And
yeah, well, I don't know you, but I don't know you more than the 5 minutes we've talked. But Troy, my guess is you're a bottom line, typical guy, head guy. Let's get to the bottom line. Let's get it fixed, whatever the issues are. And your wife is more of a heart person. She operates out of her heart. And we need both to make a marriage work. So I would really encourage you in your marriage, Troy, the two of you, just to acknowledge the fact we're off to a bumpy start, but number one, we're not going to talk about divorce. As long as that's in the vocabulary, it's an out. You know, you've got to get it out of your vocabulary. You've got to be intentional, say it's not going to be a part of our marriage. That's one thing, not only for the next 30 days, but for the rest of your marriage. And then I think a second thing for you guys, Troy, is to you take the lead with your wife in just saying, honey, I love you. I want to know you better. I want to get behind your eyes. I want to understand what it means to really be in love with you and how to love you the way God intended. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. Let's get with other couples, either in a group setting or in a counseling setting, and let's start the process of learning how to communicate with each other. But until you decide to say we want something better than we have now, and we're not going to get into this divorce discussion, that's always an option. Get that off the table. If you hang on for a minute, Troy, I'm going to ask Stephen to catch your address. I'd like to send you a copy of my book. It's really on love and respect. It's called Starve for Affection. And I think it'll be a book because there's a lot of exercises in there that are just really practical for couples. And I would encourage you guys to read it together and then go through some of those exercises, okay?
Absolutely. That sounds nice.
All right. Hang on, my friend. Listen, you're just getting started. Don't let Satan win on this one. Just don't do it. Quick break. We'll be back. Listen, here's the deal. We're talking about peace. That's what Troy wants. That's what his wife wants. I've seen marriages fail because they just can't find the peace that God had intended for that marriage. Maybe you're finding that with your kids. You're struggling with a son or daughter, an adult son or daughter, and you're looking for the peace of God. What's one thing? I want to help you discover what that is, give you some ideas, or tell me what's been working for you. This is Intentional Living and the community of believers together. We're learning from each other. I have the high-stake relationship help from How to Intentionally Overcome Worry and Anxiety. It's an MP3 download. If you get through to me and we talk, we'll get back to you and we'll send it. We'll make sure you get hooked up with it, okay? It's our free gift to you. Call now. Join us at Intentional Living, 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Do this one thing to help your child be successful this year at school. I am Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. I would encourage you to be very positive and also very encouraging with your child. And you do that by limiting the amount of media they consume. Hold them lovingly accountable for their own work. Get involved with the school and the teacher early on to know what's expected so you can track their progress through the year, but expect your child to succeed. And some ways that we do that is by not jumping in and doing the work for them, when it comes due. You know what? Kids tend to live up to what's expected of them. We do the same as adults, don't we? So can I encourage you, as you get this new season of school started, be very encouraging, be very clear with expectations, and be very intentional.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
You know, every morning, the Intentional Living Minute, 60 seconds of just pure help and just a word to encourage you through the day, arrives on Facebook, but it also can come directly to your email, and we can text it to you. Email it to you. And it's a video, 60 seconds. We create it right here in our Intentional Living studio. In fact, not far from where I'm seated right now. Love to get it to you. All you have to do to get it is go to theintentionallife.com and then /minute, and then you can subscribe and we'll get it to you. Theintentionallife.com, put in a slash and then minute. Also, the month of August is passing quickly, and we've created a beautiful, we meaning our team, Jimmy Anaya from our art department and his team have put together an absolutely beautiful Hope That Lights the Way calendar. It's a 16-month calendar. Every day, the picture that is on the calendar for that month will just, I think it'll bring some quietness to your heart. There's a scripture verse that goes with it. And then, of course, the calendar. And it's our gift to you, and it's a way of keeping in touch with you throughout the year. And we ask only that you share a gift with the ministry, whatever God lays in your heart. Request it, and we'll get it to you. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. And I want to thank you for your help, especially here in the latter part of the summer. I know the kids are going back to school and so on. Thank you for helping us in August to be strong financially. Every dollar goes back into ministry. All right. Well, today, finding peace. You know, the scripture tells us in the book of Psalms, for instance, that we are to seek peace and pursue it. Not only seek it, find it, but then pursue it. Just like you're pursuing something that's important to you. And peace is something that we desire in our relationships, especially, don't we? Have peace in our heart, less anxiety and worry and anger and fear about our marriage, about our kids, whatever that high-stake relationship is. One thing that you'd like to see more in your marriage or in with your kids in the area of peace, or one thing you're working on, got a question for me, give me a call, 888-888-1717. Rob, thank you for waiting in Arizona. Appreciate your call today.
How you doing, Doctor?
I'm doing well. What's your question or comment today?
Yeah, so I'm trying to deal with my marriage, and I have a lot on my plate. My wife has a chronic illness, and it's been trying to juggle everything with work and everything that my wife, you know.
Is it demanding more of your time?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really mercy-minded, too, so I'm always putting other people first. So, yeah.
So what's slipping? Where are you slipping behind, Rob?
It's hard to keep up with everything, with work, kids, wife, and household things.
So for you, it's really you. You're the one really going through this. I mean, your wife has a chronic illness, but it's really dragging you down.
Yeah, I mean, I just find it hard to take care of myself.
Yeah. Well, like you said, you got a mercy mind, a mercy heart, which is a good thing. But, you know, we can only put so much in until we can't put any more in.
Right.
So let me ask you, what's one thing you could do, Rob? You're a thinker. What's one thing that would help?
I mean, I'm really working on prayer. I mean,
that's good. That's powerful. Every day. What else? What's a scheduling thing or a help thing or something that would, at the end of 30 days, help you feel better, give you a little more energy? It's like the oxygen mask on the airplane. You need to breathe first, you know, before you can help everybody else. What one thing would help you breathe a little more peace?
Just taking care of myself better. I mean, maybe exercising would help.
Okay, that's good. But is there something, can you ask for some help? Is there some relief? Is there some system you could put in place that would help you care for your wife and still give you opportunity to focus on other things that you need to do?
I really don't know. I mean, we've been trying different things. It's hard for, you know, people to come into the home. She's embarrassed because it's not always taken care of like she'd want it to be. And then...
Is she bedridden? Is this a chronic illness where she needs help throughout the day?
At times she is, yeah. At times she's on bed rest for days at a time. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So you would like to have some help come in and help her, but she's wrestling, feeling embarrassed that she can't do this herself and the right. house isn't good enough or looks good enough.
Right.
Uh-huh. Is this chronic illness going to go on for a very long time?
It's progressive and it's getting worse.
Okay.
Well, through prayer, I hope she gets healed totally.
Well, we know God is capable of that. Can I encourage you in the meantime that you and your wife, I think you probably need to have a good discussion maybe with the doctor mm-hmm. about, you know, what the progression is, what, you know, assuming God doesn't intervene, what's the progression? And then just be honest about saying, you know, honey, we've got to come up with a plan. I need to get some help to come in. We're going to have to simplify our life. In other words, it seems to me that you need to pray, and that's good. You need to do that. In addition to that, you also need to put a plan together and have some practical help on how you're going to survive. We got people listening right now, Rob, who are probably just reaching out on the radio saying, listen, brother, you need to take care of yourself. You're the caregiver. If you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to be able to care for her, and you're going to have to make some tough decisions, and you're going to have to take a leadership role. And my guess is, because I hear your heart, it's hard for you to tell your wife, honey, this is the way we got to do some things.
Yeah. I mean, I'm starting to get angry because, like, I'll come home, and it's just a mess, you know, and I take it out on her or on the kids, and I'm just hard to deal with. After working all day.
Well, listen, my friend. I hope that some people listening will join us on Facebook. And if you're not, we can start a discussion going on. And if you all listening, maybe you have some thoughts that would be helpful, you can email to us and we can read some of those on the air. But Rob, I can tell you this. You can't carry this all alone. I mean, if your wife has a chronic debilitated illness or chronic illness that's going to debilitate her and it's going to be progressively worse, you got to face that reality. You can't do this all alone. And we've been down this trail with family members, and it's tough. It's a whole ministry in and of itself. I would encourage you to find some help in your community. There are resources. I don't know where you live in Arizona, but there's resources probably nearby. There's churches that can be encouraging. There's churches that do work with families that have a disability. There are community services that can help you. And to be able to step up and say, hey, I'm going to reach out, take the lead. Here's my challenge for the next 30 days, brother. Reach out and get some help for yourself in very practical ways. Because if anger starting to show up, this is not, you know, it's just going to make it worse for you and for your wife. Do it intentionally. We'll be praying for you. All right. Let me see here. I think we have time for Misty. Misty, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. What's your question or comment today?
Well, I just kind of have a comment. I just celebrated my 23rd wedding anniversary on July 24th.
Congratulations.
And we many times have had, you know, the divorce talk, the talking to the kids saying, you know, hey, we're not going to make it. It's just not going to work out. And we've persevered. But it's been difficult. We've done couples counseling. We've done individual counseling and, you know, we're really on a good page right now. And so for our 23rd wedding anniversary, we flew over to Florida, to go to, you know, the Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom and just had the best time. And then we had a work convention that we were going to. And at our work convention, 2 days after our anniversary, he was taken by ambulance, and we found that he has 3 brain tumors. We then find out he has stage 4 lung cancer that's metastasized. So a week following our anniversary, he's in emergency brain surgery because he's hemorrhaging. So he was on a breathing tube. I had to emergency fly him back to Arizona from Florida because, you know, he's in a completely vegetative state at this point. He's now had strokes. And So yeah, now we took the breathing tube out and he continued to breathe on his own. And it's just, you know, the little tender mercies that God has given me throughout this whole 23 days that wow. I've been going through this have just been absolutely amazing. In Florida, I knew he was going to get better. God told me he was going to get better. And I just, at one point I was chuckling in the chapel as I'm worshiping with my earbuds in and just knowing that everything's going to be fine. You know, at that point I thought that he was going to be fine. Mm. You know, as the story progresses, you then find out it's not that he's going to be fine, that it's going to be fine. You know, because God has, he's literally been here the entire time. And so I guess, you know, my thing for the couples out there, we weren't doing good about 6 months ago. That's when we started our counseling and our individual. And when we were in the Magic Kingdom, we were walking and we were, you know, talking, and I was a little frustrated because he was walking slow and he had a headache. You know, little did I know he had 3 brain tumors, but we were able to communicate and we were able, you know, to talk it out. And
I only have 30 seconds, Misty. I want to hear, what have you learned? What is the final message?
Communication is key. Love on each other hard, because tomorrow is not given. I'm not going home with my husband.
Mm. I have nothing to add. I mean, if that doesn't remind us, as the psalmist says, to number our days, that we can have a heart after wisdom, I don't know what will. Misty, I'm sorry we ran out of time, but listen, let me just pray with you right now and for Rob as well. Father, these last two calls are just humbling for Misty and Rob, for illness, chronic illness. We don't know what you're up to sometimes, but we know you're up to something, and we just, again, commit this day to you. And I hope that Misty and Rob's calls, both of them, remind us that the ultimate peace comes when we seek you, we desire your will. It's not about pursuing all this other stuff in life, but to pursue peace every day, the peace that we have with you. And I do pray for Rob and for Misty that you'll give them continued peace. Thank you for their words. Amen. That's it from Intentional Living. We're going to stay here, though. We're going to continue to talk. Maybe you want to join in, something you've learned about pursuing peace or a question you have. We're going to pursue it together. How about that? In a high-stake relationship. Give me a call, 888-888-1717. Everybody I talk to today and everybody I talk to here in the next while after we go off the air will be hooked up with the How to Intentionally Overcome Worry and Anxiety MP3. It's our gift to you. 888-888-1717. Also, just a word to couples and to everyone. The 2020 Intentional Living Alaskan Cruise is now available for registration. To get your cabin, go to theintentionallife.com. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.